The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley and Milwaukee. Oh dear, one of the coldest places on earth, I've got to tell you, Milwaukee, but some violence in the streets.
You have been there in the wintertime, clearly.
Oh, Harley. Harley, in fact, the sad thing is, in the wintertime, because of the trucks and the lorries and everything, then the snow is so filthy, isn't it? Because the snow goes feet high, and these trucks are ploughing through it, and the exhaust fumes go, and it's all black and dirty and freezing. You're quite right.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. And we could have used a little bit of that cool last
night. I think there's a Hungry Jack's... takeaway shop opposite the airport, I think, which provided no relief to me.
if we'd had a little bit of chill last night, it would have helped, because we had a lot of violence in the streets after a young black man was shot by the police. And so today the police are trying to put an end to it, or at least get people to cool off a little bit, because there were four buildings and a police car left to smoking hulks last night. Four officers were injured. The city's traumatized. The mayor released some information. He says it will be new and may help a little bit. Number one, the man was armed. They've got video of that. They've got a still photo of it showing it very clearly. The pistol he had 23 rounds in it, so he had more bullets than the police did. He is also a young man with a criminal record, and so evidently he didn't drop the gun when they told him to and then pointed it at the police. Now, they're concerned about violence tonight. They've got the National Guard there. They're not deployed yet. No curfew yet. That could happen at any time. And here's hoping that they can avoid what they had last night.
Settle down. Flooding in Louisiana.
Yeah, severe flooding from heavy rains. 7,000 people have been rescued. I don't think there were a lot more people rescued after Katrina. 7,000 rescued so far. There were 1,000 people who were stranded for more than a full day on Interstate 12 in the Baton Rouge area because the water filled up behind them. And they had nowhere to go and no way to get
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people. 1,000 people stuck on the highway.
A lot of people, Harley. A lot of people. And watch this essay competition.
Well, Ross Connolly is the owner and publisher of a weekly newspaper in Vermont, ready to call it a career. He failed to find anyone to buy his business. It's a little gazette, He runs a contest now, an essay contest. The winning entry gets the newspaper. He wants concise writing. Essays are 400 words. Entry fees $175. Deadline September 20th.
They get the newspaper. I think that's fantastic, Harley. Mind you, I wouldn't be an entrant. I wouldn't want the newspaper. All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. That's Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.